So I was sitting here running the calculations, determining how long it's been since I've had coitus. That means a sexual encounter for those who are not hip to the hot lingo. And it will be 8 months when we hit April. And I just want to say that's almost a full term pregnancy that I've gone without any type of sexual interaction, and it's a little unprecedented. As I've gotten older, I'm definitely having, less sex. I think that's natural because I just become more busy with things, and I'm single, so it's not like I'm just like out here having time to like date that would lead to, sexual encounters. And like that's fine or whatever. But I recently have just been acting very feral, very like aggressively out here in the streets trying to like, capture a victim, as they say. Let me clarify. I don't mean any type of non-consensual stuff or assault. It's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying I have been called a succubus, and I do like to drain men of all their sexual energy. It's fun. It's fun. It's cool. It's a victimless crime. But no, it's weird because like I think I'm just reaching to a point where I'm like going to peak in my sexual drive, my need for sex or whatever, and then it's gonna go down. Because that's what happened one time when I went like 1 year, I believe, without sex. I think that's the longest I've gone, is a year. And I could be making it up. I could be conflating it. I could be over exaggerating. It could have been 8 months, honestly, or nine. A year sounds steep even for me, so maybe I'll go a year this time. I don't know. Who knows? But the last time I did have coitus, before that, it had also been about 6 months. So I'm just increasing the time that I take now. And I also don't have it as much at one in one like time span. I used to like act like a rabbit and just like go insane for a period of time and just stop and have these spurts. But even when I do begin to engage in coitus in my life now, I just do it like once and I stop for a really long time. Because most of the time it's just not that satisfying, and I realize, wow, that was not worth it. Every time I'm like, that wasn't worth it. Oh, that was actually not worth it. I can literally do better by myself. So, like, what is the point? If you are not contributing something just absolutely phenomenal to my sexual experience, then I'm already not contributing to myself when I'm by myself. Because obviously I know how to make myself come the best. Like, if you aren't competing with that, what are we even doing? What are we even doing? And I feel like to get to the point where you'd even be able to begin to learn what you have to do in order to provide someone with that type of satisfying sexual experience, you have to get to know them. That's just how it is. If I'm just like fucking somebody off the street like that I don't even know. Or only talking to somebody just to fuck, it's like feel like that just detracts from the sexual experience. And the thing is, casual sex is not something that necessarily automatically excludes emotions. Society has placed that connotation on that type of dynamic, when in reality, you can have casual sex with someone that actually gives a fuck about you. That's possible. Like you just hang out with them, you know what I mean? Or whenever you do have your sexual encounter, it's like a whole hangout thing. It's like it's a personable, it's like a thoughtful experience, a considerate experience. I don't think that casual sex has to just be like two people just fucking that don't give a shit about each other, because that's lame. I also don't want that casual sex anymore. Regardless, if I do find someone that is thoughtful, because I have been with people that are kind of like that, but it's just like I get bored by that. Like, okay, so we meet up. It's kind of cute. We have sex. It might be good. It might not. We don't really, we might talk a little bit, might watch a movie. And then we don't really even communicate outside of that. I don't know. That just is boring. Like, I want to be able to get to know somebody, and in order to do that, you should be able to hang out with them in multiple settings. Like, I just come to the house, or you come to my place, and we fuck. Like, that's what casual sex generally consists of. Like, then I guess it becomes dating if it's anything else. I don't know. I think the lines are too strict. I think the lines should be more blurred, and I think people should just be more thoughtful of each other. But regardless, casual sex isn't my bag anymore. That's another reason why I guess I don't have it as much as a single person, because like my generation, and I'm old now, by the way. I'm over 30. Shout out to the Over 30 Club. We're making it through. ARP is on standby. And I just think that, yeah, I guess I just want a relationship now. Or something that's consistent. It doesn't even have to be relationship. Like, there doesn't have to be labels, but you need to be consistent. Just be consistent in whoever you are to me. Whatever that means. Whatever that entails. Okay? Oh yeah, but people in our generation, they just are into casual sex. Like, that's how it is. Or they want to get married and maybe bear their children. There's no in between. I'm just not feeling that. Like, can we meet? Baby! Maybe we can in the middle. You know what I mean? I don't know. Possibly. But yeah. It sucks because I really think I'm going to be single because I'm a very radical person. Because at the end of the day, the more invested you become in me, the more you're going to have to align with my moral principles, my moral and ethical principles, or else I can't have you in my space that deep. So I just don't imagine myself ever really becoming serious with someone because they're just not on my level. And I totally don't mean that in a condescending way. I just think that I'm very particular. On top of having very radical views, it just puts me in a Venn diagram of aloneness. But I don't know. I could just be being cynical. Of course, it's fun to be cynical. It's fun. It's exciting. It results in your expectations never being too disappointed because you're already expecting it to be at the lowest. And that's the beauty of cynicism. But I think that's it. That's all I have. Thank you for listening. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter @YourFaveDemon, YafaVedemon. Okay, bye.